Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20 and verse 12. And this is what it says, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. My dear brothers and sisters, you know, the heroes in the Bible often found themselves faced with impossible odds and overwhelming situations. Think of Moses standing up to Pharaoh and David standing up to Goliath. Think of King Jehoshaphat facing the overwhelming might of three combined armies determined to destroy his nation. And here is what he said to God. In verse 12, he says, for we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Hallelujah. Now notice how beautifully God answered him. In verses 15 to 17, God is saying to Jehoshaphat, he says, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Wow. What a blessed assurance. What a command. And what a courageous note that we see here given to the people, to Jehoshaphat and to his people, right? So my dear brothers and sisters, remember, God will never give you a job to do that does not require his strength, his wisdom, his resources, and sometimes his miraculous intervention. Remember that. Who commanded the disciples to get into the boat and go over to the other side of Galilee? Do you remember? It was Jesus. Right? Jesus told them, hey, get on the boat, go on the other side. And what happened? Right? What happened? You know the story, you know. Obeying him involved going through one of the worst storms of their lives. But as they watched him still the storm, their faith arose to a new level and prepared them to do greater things for God in the future. So the word for you today is, number one, position yourself. Number two, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And number three, do not fear. Go, for the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this wonderful day that you have created for us and added into our lives. We are on the land of the living to glorify you, to win our battles, to destroy the enemy, Lord, and to live a life of testimony for the glory of your name. I pray today, God, that your people will walk over the enemy. The people will walk in absolute victory in the mighty name of Jesus. The storms of life that they face, they will experience that Jesus is with them. And Lord, as long as you are with them, even though if there is a great storm, you have the power to still that storm on their behalf. And I pray today, the storms of life will be stilled in your people's lives. And I pray that today they will walk in perfect victory. And today they'll be, O Lord, rejoicing and knowing that be still and know that I am your God. I will be exalted in your midst. They will rejoice knowing that. And Father, that they will be at peace with God and with themselves. Abba Father, today, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them, because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I take authority over every demon of infirmity, and I cast that demon out in the mighty name of Jesus. I tear down every stronghold of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I speak healing and wholeness to prevail in your people. Hallelujah, that none will be feeble, none will be sick, none will go through, oh Lord, those difficulties of the oppression of the devil, but they will walk in absolute victory today, for today is the day of salvation. We give you the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, power and authority, because it all is yours and yours alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.